think that's the last time we're going to use the that for the intro.
What are we going to do instead?
I don't know. We'll find something else. But that's just, it's insulting to the ears.
I don't know about that.
Really?
No, I don't think it does.
Okay, well, let's just keep that going for a while.
I think the general consensus is we're going to keep the melodica.
Well, let's change it to something different, though. Like, it was...
Like what?
It's pretty... I don't know, it's just as...
You know what? If someone has the Beverly Hills Cop theme
or
melodica, I'm with it.
Do you know I played that as my Year 12 HSC assessment, the Beverly Hills Cop theme.
Assessment for what?
Like, for music, for HSC.
What'd you play it on?
I played it on a keyboard. I had a turntable set up. Man, it was terrible.
You played it on a keyboard?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't that was what they used for that Crazy Frog theme, wasn't it?
Oh.
Remember that? That sort of put a taint on it. Anyway, we've made it to episode 2.
Somehow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
We call that, in the industry, we call that a fluke.
Yes. Thank you to everyone that downloaded the first episode too. That was a pretty good response. We did all right, I reckon. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, we made it to number 3 in the music channel.
And why were we in the music channel category, Briggs?
Because we make music. I figured that was right for us.
Do you want to stay in the music channel category?
I've already moved this.
Okay. And what have we moved it to?
At my disdain, we've moved to the comedy section.
So you're going to tell some jokes?
No.
No? All right, cool. so you, last week we did,
Yeah, well, last week we spoke about holograms.
Yeah, it was pretty much just holograms. And you did mention briefly, because there's a couple of things I had to correct off last week. I repeatedly called Jim Henson... Henderson, which you did pull me up at the time.
Jim Henderson. That's right. That's Bigfoot's real name.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Bigfoot, you were like, maybe we should talk about conspiracy theories.
Bigfoot's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I like Bigfoot is a fun conspiracy everyone can enjoy. It's a family conspiracy.
He's kind of, he's dropped off in status, so you don't really hear much about him anymore.
Oh, that's because, like, more hectic shit has happened. It's like trying to watch, you know, My Three Sons when there's, you know, when there's South Park or something. You know what I mean? Like the bar has been raised with conspiracies.
Yeah.
I would love if Bigfoot was fucking real. I'd fucking love it. Jim Henderson? You've already named him.
Jim Henderson.
And then if Bigfoot like got famous and like actual famous, like not just conspiracy famous, like he came out and was like, look, I've been out in the fucking bush for ages. No one's really fucking with my conspiracies anymore. I guess it's time to just check in, clock in. You know what I mean? Like trying to get that Bigfoot money. He'd have like his own little like production company and shit. Like start his own label.
What does he do? But
he's just Bigfoot. He's like a Kardashian. He's just famous for being Bigfoot. He's famous for being famous. He doesn't do shit. He's just massive. He has like a little biopic, you know what I mean? Like behind the laughter type of shit, like behind the scenes, like what is that? Behind the music, VH1.
Dude, I'm just going to look up now, see if Bigfoot's got a Facebook page.
He does. Bigfoot has a Facebook page, man. He's probably got a Twitter.
Bigfoot, public figure.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Like, hey, I'm Bigfoot. And then, like, Bigfoot public, you should see the picture of him.
I'm pretty sure Bigfoot ran for governor of California.
Dude, he's got 42,000 likes.
That's because there's no reason not to like him. Fucking Bigfoot, Jim Henderson. You named him.
What was the Gobbledoc?
The Gobbledoc sold potato chips.
Yeah, but what was that supposed to be? It was like a cross between Bigfoot and Alf.
It was a bunyip. I had a cousin we called Gobbledoc.
Did he like being called Gobbledoc?
Well, he used to introduce himself as Gobbledoc, so...
Really?
Yeah,
did he like potato chips?
just go with it. But yeah, I like Bigfoot, man. Bigfoot's a good one. I also like the moon landing one.
That it never happened.
Yeah, I like that one.
Do you believe it?
No. I reckon it's too... there's too many people to hold that lie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's way too many people to be involved in NASA and that. Like, that's a lot of people. You know what I mean?
That is right up there with one of the top ones, though, isn't it?
I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon it's a crack-up. But, like, there's just way too many people within that lie to hold it down.
It did blow my mind the first time I heard it, because I'd never think to fake that.
Like, yeah, that's why it's mad.
It was like, what?
Hey, they didn't go?
Maybe they didn't. But then you still go, oh, yeah. Do they claim that it was just the first one that was faked, but then all the other times they went?
I don't know. Because it was they were in a race with Russia, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's going to be the first up in there. Yeah, I like that one, man. And he's, man, you know what I really like about that? The way fucking Buzz Aldrin holds it down.
Go around clocking dudes.
Just punching the piss out of anyone who says he didn't. He just bang. Hey, Buzz, how's it like not going to the moon? Like, whack, whack, whack. I did go to the moon.
That is the reaction you would give if you really did go all the way to the moon and then someone said you didn't.
Yeah, and then some fat internet nerd is like, no, you didn't go to the moon because I seen the pictures and the shadows were different. Like, shut up, cunt. Bang, I went to the moon. You don't talk to an astronaut like that. You have some respect. Bang. You know what I mean? He done some fucking wild shit. And now, you know, that's what I like about Buzz, is that he was the one that is like, you know, he wasn't the first dude on the moon, but holy shit, he holds it. He reps the moon harder than anyone else.
I can't believe they sent someone to the moon whose name is Buzz.
Do you reckon that was his name before it? Or do you reckon that he just figured, I'm not going to be the first dude on the moon, so I'm just going to have an iller name than Neil. And so everyone remembers Buzz.
Remember me. No one remembers.
What about the cunt?
Yeah, who just sat there?
Yeah, that'd be so shit.
He didn't even get out.
Just sitting in the car, just sitting in there waiting for them. They're out there fucking driving cars around and you're just sitting in there being a bored cunt, playing solitaire.
Do you reckon he was playing solitaire?
Nah, he was probably having a frig. Space masturbation, son.
All right, hang on. I got to find out how Buzz got his nickname.
I'm saying that he made it up.
So you reckon he got the name Buzz after?
Nah, I reckon he was going to the moon, found out that he wasn't going to be,
he wasn't going to be first out.
Yeah, so he was like, shit, I got to do something.
You know, Neil fucked up the speech he gave when he stepped down.
Well, fuck, he's jumping onto the moon. Shut up, leave him alone.
But everyone's like,
he was meant to say it was the smallest damn fool mankind. Shut up. He's jumping onto the moon, you fucking punks. It's like, leave him alone.
What are you doing? It sounds like you're ruffling through paper or something.
Yeah, I'm going through my notes.
Okay. You've got notes for this?
Nah, I'm kidding. I've got my Buzz Aldrin notes. Buzz is 83 years old. He's holding it down.
Aldrin had said that in 1969 that he got the name Buzz by his younger sister who failed to say brother. It always came out Buzzer.
I reckon he just fucking...
After the
what about meeting. When Buzz Aldrin done that rap song? Do you remember that?
Wait, what? I think I remember it.
That wasn't so long ago.
Who did he do it with?
Like Snoop Dogg, I think, and Soulja Boy?
There's nothing I can say. About that.
No, there's nothing you can say. You can't say shit about Buzz. He's on.
Yeah.
Fuck you. He was in The Simpsons. You've done a song with Snoop Dogg. He was in Transformers movie as well. Then everyone can fuck off. They got something bad to say about Buzz. No way. dare you. I dare you to say something bad. He's 80-something years old punching the piss out of nerds.
It sounds like you're more impressed by that stuff than the fact that he went to the actual moon.
Yeah, well, he did go to the moon. When he come back, he got that moon money. He was just went, fuck it, I'm going in. Everyone's going to pay Buzz. I remember years ago, he was selling like exercise equipment. It was like,
please, did it have moon in the name of whatever it was?
Yeah, it was like this cross trainer thing where it, like, you stood on it and it, like, it was like a cross trainer, right? And he was explaining, like, this was the closest thing to walking on the moon since coming back from the moon. How mad. That was a coy. Ever since walking on the moon, I've never found anything close to it until Cross Trainer 3000.
He was making up for the fact that Armstrong was real reclusive, though.
What?
Like, it wasn't like Armstrong the complete opposite?
Yeah, you know what? I reckon Buzz told him.
Look, if you go out first, you...
I reckon Buzz said, look, cunt, look, if you want to jump on the fucking moon, you know, first, cool. But what you have to understand is all this moon money, when we get back to Earth, cunt. When we get back to Earth, that shit is mine. You watch what I do.
You just got to stay on the down low.
Fucking Buzz Baldrin, mate. Dare you. Dare you to say something about him. Fuck.
All right, so that's the moon landing covered.
It's not even covered because Buzz is still going. He's still alive.
Is the third dude alive?
Who knows? Who cares about third him, dude? Man?
Oh, come on, man.
Why? What did he do? He'd punch anybody.
He might have. You don't know. I'm sure he got approached as well.
And what? What did he do? Go talk to Buzz. All right, I will. Bang.
Michael Collins they've got here.
Yeah. Oh, man. How shit for him, eh? Go that all way. That way and not even get to do anything? And, like, you know, he'd front, like, no, well, I had a pretty important job, so shut up, cunt.
But do you reckon Michael Collins, he's there in orbit, the other two are down there, and, like, because if they both died on the moon, it would have all been about Michael Collins.
So what are you trying to say? You reckon he had a conspiracy to try to kill him?
Well, maybe not to kill him, but he's a little
imagine
bit,
if he just done the lash.
He's a little bit, oh, no, they didn't make it back.
Imagine if he was up there and just got space crazy and was just like, psh, fuck this, I'm out of here. Imagine he just fucking took off and they're like, you're on the moon collecting rock samples and you look up and this cunt's just fucking pulling away. Fuck that. Imagine him going back to Earth, like, talking to their families. Where's Neil? Where's Buzz?
I thought he was with you.
What? I thought they said they were sweet. They said they had a lift. What? Well, I'm confused. Oh, man. Lucky he was a good cunt about it. I would have left him straight up and down.
Really? You would have just left him?
But that's why I'm not an astronaut.
Yeah. I think that's maybe one of the reasons why you're not an astronaut.
Racism.
This Michael Collins guy is still going. Age 82. Yeah. Italian dude.
Is he Italian or is he just born in Italy?
Well, it says Rome, Italy born. When the moon hits your eye.
That's amore.
Well, what would you say the biggest conspiracy theories are?
The biggest, we all know what the biggest is. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it, though.
Well, 9/11, that'd be the number 9/11. One, wouldn't it?
But you know what, man? The buildings, bro, the buildings. The buildings, the way the buildings collapse. What I love about conspiracies is, like, every cunt becomes an expert. You see, the way the building falls, man, is like, shut up, cunt. How many buildings have you blown up? No, shut up.
The thing I find, like, really weird, well, not weird, but just stupid, is that the different levels of conspiracy, you know, they weren't passenger planes. It was something else. Yeah. Then it was, oh, no, there was explosives in the building. But then you get to the real crazy. It's like, if you look at the smoke, you can see the devil.
Yeah, they're my favorite ones.
Like, it just goes completely off the,
like,
off
what
the
does
scale.
That have to do with everything?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, have you seen? There's ones claiming, oh, there's UFOs.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just
that's
goes.
What I see. That's the best shit. That's the best ones. All the UFO shit, that's the best shit. Like, they're the most interesting ones because they're the ones with the fucking nut jobs.
Well, I found one here. It's not 9/11 related. And I don't know if this even classes as a conspiracy because it's almost just something someone wrote on Reddit. Midgets never exist. Midget. Yeah, it's fucking. Okay.
Oh, man.
Are you ready?
Nah.
No.
Oh, man. Oh, fucking hell. Some cunts are just fucking fucked, eh? What the fuck? This cunt.
Here we go. Wait. Midgets right. Never existed before World War II.
Fella. Nothing since.
Do you want to know why?
Oh, man. What?
They were engineered by the Australian government and used as snipers.
Engineered?
Yeah.
Yeah. Used as snipers?
Used as snipers in case Nazis invaded Australia.
That's just nuts.
Yeah, that's I mean, I like the midgets never existed before World War II.
Of course they did.
But then, yeah, it's obviously a piss take.
Yeah.
Oh, I can run down a list now of... I've got the top 10 right in front of me.
You got the top 10 conspiracies?
I've found it on the internet.
Okay, hang on. Let's introduce this. So, Jay, have you acquired a list of conspiracies?
It was fine how I did it, man.
What do you mean?
How I said it is fine.
What'd you say?
I just said, so I've got a list right in front of me.
You got a list right in front of you. You've acquired a list, have you, JT?
I've acquired a list. It's come into my possession. I have it right here.
Where did you find it?
I can't go into that.
You can't reveal your source?
I can't reveal my sources. No, I just type top 10 conspiracy theories into Google.
All right, what do we got at top 10? Number 10.
Number 10, subliminal advertising.
Next.
Yeah.
That's whack.
Yeah, I know. Electronic banking.
Is that number 9?
Number 9.
Well, hey, that's not a conspiracy. That's a fucking... that's not even a conspiracy. That's a fucking tool.
Yeah, but don't you want to hear what the actual conspiracy... I mean, I'm just reading out the...
I guess so. Look, all right, you've got...
Because if I just read the thing, it doesn't really
make sense. Yeah, that's fine.
According
to
some conspiracy theorists, virtual money, credit cards, debit cards were created by a secret group that plans to dominate the world.
Yeah, they're called banks, dickhead. All right, next...
chemtrails.
They're not secrets either. What?
What's not secrets? Banks.
Banks aren't secret groups. They're fucking banks. Everyone knows that they want to make money.
Number eight. Chemtrails. Yeah. You know about the chemtrails?
Nah. Let's explain to the people at home what a chemtrail is.
Okay. Chemtrail is basically the... They reckon when you see that line behind a jet or whatever, that's actually it dumping chemicals that control your mind.
Next.
Yeah, I think so. Here we go. Here is the good one.
What number are we at?
We're at 7.
Number 7.
I haven't seen Bigfoot yet, by the way.
He's beyond that list.
Yeah.
Chemtrail.
Well, hey, he could come in the next 7. You don't know. All right. Number 7.
He's not number 1. It's trash. Trash list.
Alien reptiles.
What?
Alien reptiles.
What?
The reptilian one.
Reptilian shapeshifters?
Yeah, well, this one, they've just got alien reptiles.
Alien reptiles?
Yeah.
That's a bit fucking broad, isn't it?
Well, they just want to put them all together.
Read what the fuck they want to spit about it.
According to Christine Fitzgerald, a former...
Nah, fuck her. she had no idea.
Okay, next up, number 6.
Number 6.
Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, I know.
That's a place, not a conspiracy.
I know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
What's the conspiracy? Like, conspiracy would suggest
that people are
there's something underhanded is going on. So if there's some kind of base in the Bermuda Triangle shooting down planes, you know the.
Ah, wow, wow. Wait, here we go.
Do you count the unexplained? conspiracy?
I'm just reading through it now. Here we go. There is no mistaking the large number of vessels that have gone missing in the area. However, the explanation for those disappearances is where the conspiracies come into play.
Bam, bam, bam.
According to theorists, supernatural elements are responsible for the disappearances. Extraterrestrial beings are to blame.
Extraterrestrial in the mix.
While others
That's
point
trash.
To... Yeah, all right.
When was the last time someone went missing in the Bermuda Triangle?
I don't know, man.
I just fucking threw that at you, that curveball.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet you it hasn't happened in fucking ages because people don't go missing like that anymore.
Or people know not to fly through there anymore, so they just don't go there.
People would holiday in that motherfucker. People go to Bermuda. Beach Boys sang about it. Kokomo.
People
they fucking went
there.
Bahamas. Pretty Mama. Next.
Number five. This isn't sitting up.
Yeah,
as hot.
Now we're getting into the fucking... We've cut the bullshit. We're into the top five. Now, they better fucking come at... You know, better come at us with some real shit. Otherwise, on to the next one.
Well, you're not going to be disappointed, but I think it's sitting... It should be higher to the top.
Let's go.
Moon landing.
Woo!
Yeah, number five. There it is.
Now, I bet you... $20, Buzz Aldrin has punched this list maker in the face.
All right, we'll move on from that. We already covered that.
Yeah, you know all about the moon landing and how real it is.
Number four. Roswell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like Roswell?
Yeah, I like anything to do with aliens.
All
right. Well, I fuck with aliens in a big way.
Everyone knows about the Roswell one, yeah? Do we want to...
Well, for the people playing at home...
All right, On July 8th, 1947, the Roswell Army Airfield
issued...
You know
what,
issued...
that's fucking ages ago, yeah. Man. 1947?
Yeah.
Woo!
It shouldn't. If Roswell's in here, Bigfoot's got to be in here, man. This is ridiculous. Yeah, Army Airfield issued a press release which stated that they had recovered a crashed flying disc from a ranch near Roswell.
A frisbee.
Yeah, you don't need... Yeah.
That's the shit you want.
All right, number three, this is...
Number three, we're into the top three.
Yeah.
Number three.
Acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
AIDS?
Yeah, man.
Snap! Oh, that's a dope one.
How's that sitting at number three?
Number three. So number one and two are going to be hardcore. AIDS is a fucking heavy one, man.
Yeah.
Woo! You can't throw AIDS around like that.
Well, that's sitting right there, man, number three.
Fuck. AIDS. What did they say about it?
All right, there are many theories floating around about the origins of AIDS. For the sake of space, we'll look at the two more popular versions that have gained. The first version of the conspiracy theories claim that AIM is a biological weapon created by the Pentagon. And the theory goes on to claim that the Pentagon uses it deliberately to control the population of lower-class citizens in the United States.
You know what they mean by that?
Yeah.
They mean minorities.
This is getting heavy now, man. Do we even want to hear what the second version of that...
AIDS is good. Like, they reckon they engineered AIDS in a lab.
Well, yeah, that's what it says here.
And other people said someone fucked a monkey.
Yeah, sex with a monkey. Well, here we go, man.
Someone fucked a monkey.
In the second version, conspiracy theorists claim that AIDS was accidentally created by a scientist who was working on a polio vaccine using a chimpanzee kidney infected with SIV, simian immunity deficiency virus. Theorists say that all the results of mutant variant... Wow, this... Yeah.
AIDS is a heavy one, dude.
All right, so number two...
Except when you talk about someone fucking a monkey, then it's funny again. Not for the monkey...
All right, number two.
Ridiculous. Number two.
Number two.
I'll let you have a guess at what number two is.
JFK?
No.
That's number one then, isn't it?
Well, let's just stick to number two right now.
Nah, go on, tell me.
September 11th.
9/11?
Yeah, 9/11 is number two.
All right, we don't need to talk about that. That's a fucking hellhole of a rabbit hole. And
then number one, JFK assassination.
JFK assassination, son.
So no Bigfoot in there.
Bigfoot's too real for those poxy lists, man. I swear to you. JFK's a good one.
Like I said, that list was pretty good, but the AIDS was a curveball, man. AIDS, at number three.
AIDS is a reality check. It's like you thinking conspiracies are all fun and, you know, mystery and fucking espionage, and then bang, cunt, AIDS.
Well, that's actually from Discovery.com.
As in the channel.
As in the channel, man. This is a real...
Fucking Shark Week.
A legitimate thing.
Fucking Shark Week, Discovery Channel, fucking busting out the fucking top 10 conspiracy AIDS jump off.
So, I think that, I don't think we need to come back to conspiracy theories ever again, to be honest. What do you think?
Well, man, I think we might have to because we need ideas for the next show.
Yeah. If anyone has any...
We need to figure out how to get guests on this, man.
If anyone thinks they'd want us to have a guest on, or they can think of something better to talk about, and Melodica covers.
Yeah, we like Melodica covers. If you'd like to hear us cover a subject of your choice.
Where can they
They can hit Twitter, Briggs GE. That's my everything pretty much. Or just go to fucking Facebook, Kill Briggs.
Mine's JT Hazard, and that's pretty much that on everything. I think that.
Oh my god!
Thanks for listening.
I can't believe that's an explanation for like one of the biggest fucking epidemics. Is it an epidemic or a pandemic? I don't even know. What's the difference?
I think pandemic is worldwide. Epidemic is just locally.
Oh, so it's a pandemic then.
Yeah.
So the biggest pandemic on the face of the earth come from some deviant.
Well, that's if you believe
it. Jeez, fuckface.
I've got to cut this thing off, man.
Are we going to have Jurassic Park on the way out?
Yeah, we'll have Jurassic Park on the way out. Actually, no, I'll put something different. One of the ones you've sent through.
One of the ones I sent through? Yeah. All right, you want to talk about that?
No, we'll just let it play and then we'll talk about it next week. See you next week.